Thank you, Margaret. And we end Chatterbox with some of the shorter stories making the news in Norwich this week.
Two family fun days are being held at Norwich Cathedral during the summer holidays. The events are on August the 18th and the 25th, and the theme of both days is Seasons of Celebration. There'll be lots of activities in which to take part, including drama, music and dance workshops, balloon modelling and puppets. Both days will run from 10:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Entry is £2 for children over five. Adults and under fives are free.
The Norwich Pops Orchestra is to present an orchestral tribute to Pop in the City in September. The concert will be at St Andrew's Hall on Sunday, September the 18th at 3 p.m. The musical programme will include a Beatles hit medley, Hot Soul medley, a Mamma Mia ABBA medley, YMCA, Skyfall and more. Tickets are on sale at Prelude Records in St Giles in Norwich. Their telephone number is 01603 628319. That's Norwich 628319.
A 20-year-old woman from Cossey has missed out in her bid to become Miss England, but plans to make another attempt at the title next year. Hannah Parsons, who is the reigning Miss Norfolk, took part in the Miss England competition in Southport this week. Although the crown was claimed by Miss Preston, Elizabeth Grant, Miss Parsons, said she was not disappointed by the results as she'd really enjoyed taking part.
Dozens of friends and colleagues gathered for a cricket match in memory of a giant of the regional press. Paul Durrant, who held several senior roles with the Evening News and the EDP during a 40-year career in the newspaper industry, died in February. He had also helped to train hundreds of young reporters. Duzzer, as he was affectionately known, was a keen cricketer and played for Coatishall Cricket Club and Newsmen, and the two teams faced each other for a memorial match in Coatishall yesterday afternoon. About 50 people, including Paul's widow, Christine, attended the event, which started with a minute silence.
Birds of prey, the chance to learn about nature, and boat trips were among the highlights of a family event in Whitlingham Country Park to help celebrate National Parks Week. Held in bright sunshine, the free event saw families enjoy picnics in the park, which is described as the gateway to the Broads. National Parks said the celebrations, which are taking place at national parks across England, Scotland and Wales, were the National Parks family's annual celebration of everything that's unique and wonderful about Britain's breathing spaces.
A champagne toast marked the opening of Norfolk's newest wine shop. Harper Wells' second store in Burr Street in Norwich will sell a wider selection of wines than the company's existing outlet in Eton, as well as a range of delicatessen-style food products. The new premises for the company also include a tasting room and a cellar for customers' private wine collections. Director Dean Harper, who founded the company with Ed Wells 10 years ago, said, "The new shop gives us a bigger range and we can do bigger tastings. It will give our customers more choice."